me, it's good not to correct Gary, but I actually used to tell people I was David Essex's brother. That was the thing. And I, when Stardust opened in London, I was knocking about with some girl, and she would have been heartbroken, not only have dropped me like a stone, if she'd known I wasn't David Essex's brother. And she went, I want to go to the premiere. Right, that's no problem. I'll tell Dave when I get in. All right, premiere. Now, girls like the man in the estate didn't know the difference between a premiere and a first night. So when it came down to Lewisham Odeon, I said, this is the premiere. It's first night. And I bought two tickets in the afternoon. I got a John Ball printing set, and I put on the back of it, complimentary family. And I said, look at that on the back. It says, complimentary. And we sat there with all the old todgers and sat there on what started. And he said, ah, oh, Dave's brother, you know. Sure. Lewisham Odeon, it's premier. Quite true.
Now, in 1976, having whetted your appetite for the music industry, you and a friend start your own magazine aimed at punk rockers. Did you do that for love, money, or both?
I did it because the girl I was going out with at the time. She was very impressed that Mark had started a rock and roll magazine, and I could type, and my sister had a typewriter, which is what he didn't have, and I threw in my lot there. It wasn't purely altruistic and for the good of punk. That was all it was.
But how did you get from a punk magazine to New Musical Express?
Well, I was to knock into all the blokes up there, and they said they needed a man to sit on the door of the NME, the biggest selling rock magazine in the world, because they said they got a lot of lunatics up there. Would you sit on the reception and answer the phones? Because you look like lunatics would come up and they'd be frightened of you. So I said, yeah. And that's how I started as a rock journalist in the major press.
Well, anyway, it's not long before you're one of their star writers, and it's at the magazine that you meet Wendy, and you make many good friends. For three happy years, you're on the road with the Rock and Rollers, and you finally end up where you always thought you would, prison.
And what a night to remember.
Former darts bass player and cellmate Ian Thump Thompson.
He's the Thump Meister.
Well, Ian, you and Danny had done a bit of Bird, didn't you?
Well, yeah, it was a gig in Derby we'd done, and we'd gone back to our hotel afterwards, and about 3 o'clock in the morning, do you remember I was describing to you how Bobby Charlton scored the winning goal in the European Cup final? Unfortunately, with his head...
There was no ball available.
There was no ball, no. But I was on the table at the time, if you remember, for the audience. And as I left, there was a chandelier that...
Became the ball.
And shattered all over the... Mm. I mean, the management obviously weren't impressed.
Nor
were the Derby police.
No.
Siri was banged up for the night.
It was that kind of rock and roll. Get over it, you baby.
The night in Derby.
Lovely story. Ian Thompson, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Thump. There you go. Yeah.